Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Welcome back to Create the Movement podcast. This is Brad Post, and I'm very excited today to be speaking to a friend of mine who is an SEO specialist, Danielle Thompson, or Danny Thompson. How are you doing, Danny?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Well, I think kind of just want to get right into it. We discussed a little bit before the call. You've been in marketing for close to 5 years, and recently, kind of, not recently, but you've kind of made a shift in where you're very passionate about SEO recently, correct?
That is true. I do love SEO. Search engine optimization is a big passion of mine. So, yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about your story, about just kind of getting into marketing to kind of where you're at now.
Sure. So I was contacted through LinkedIn, of all places, back in, gosh, I think it was 2012, a small recruiting agency, an oil and gas recruiting agency in downtown Tulsa, was interested in my research skills, and they wanted for me to come and work with them to help them find qualified candidates to match them with great companies in the Tulsa and Texas area. I'm sorry, the Oklahoma and Texas areas. That role transferred into kind of a more operations management role. And as the oil and gas industry took a downturn here in Tulsa, my CEO came up to me and she said, hey, you know, we are a small company. We need to be competing with these larger entities. I need to find out how to get our name on the first page of Google, and I need for you to do that. And so I had no idea how Google indexed the websites, and I fell down this rabbit hole on YouTube and on the internet in general that I learned about SEO, and I'm a very kind of obsessive person when it comes to something that really piques my interest, and SEO piqued my interest, and I have been happily learning more and more about SEO over the course of the last, 18 to 24 months, I guess.
Kind of a crash course, and there's so much to learn, and it's almost a daily thing, you know? Learn something new every day. What would you say is, like, if you can mention just one thing that's really exciting to you about your business right now, what would it be?
I would say the voice search. So the Siri and the Alexa, learning how to optimize websites for people who are using those services. They're not typing things in to the search engines as much as they used to. They're also using these voice searching. So figuring out how to naturally segue into optimizing for voice search would be the most exciting thing.
That is exciting. Have you found out a lot about that then?
Yeah, I'm finding out, like you said, it changes every day. So trying to stay on top of the trends and learning how to, like I said, naturally work that into content. That's what we're working on right now.
Well, I know you and I have talked in the past kind of about your productivity tools, some of the things that you use. I know you're very sufficient in Slack. You're also Google AdWords certified, correct?
I'm Google AdWords and Analytics certified, yes.
And Analytics. And, okay, good.
I do love Analytics as well, so.
What would you say is the one, like, productivity tool that you enjoy using every day?
I love SEMrush. I don't know if it's called SEMrush or SEMrush, but yep. I monitor 30 websites. And so I make sure that they're not throwing back 404 error codes, that the links aren't broken, that nothing's wrong with the server. I also make sure that the keywords are ranking appropriately. It's a great tool for kind of a daily check-in. I start every morning checking SEMrush to see what I need to fix, or if I need to check out competitors and see what the competitors are doing. I check that as well as Google Analytics. So like you mentioned, I am analytics certified, so I check my clients' analytics to see where the traffic's coming from, making sure that their clients or their customers are staying on their page long enough, and how to really get their brand out there.
That's awesome. We use a few different tools, but I've heard great things about SEMrush, and I know I'm always logging in to see, yeah, where other companies are tracking and where our clients are tracking, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
What would you say is just kind of the biggest challenge that you've been dealing with in your business right now?
Well, I would say that a challenge would be algorithm updates. I mean, that's something that everybody who works in digital marketing should be aware of. Google updates their algorithm 400 to 600 times annually. And only a few of those are major shifts, but those major shifts you have to be on top of. So making sure that I am aware of things that could potentially be damaging to my clients' websites is my biggest challenge.
And that's where tools like SEMrush help too. Like there was a recent FRED update, I think, Google's FRED update. So they went from animals to people now. It was panda, penguin, and hummingbird, and now it's FRED. Right. But you kind of monitor that through SEMrush, right? When that big Google update happens, you can kind of see if it affected any of your clients.
Right. I check that. But also, you know, Twitter is a great resource for those things. So before anything has been verified as, you know, a shift has happened, you can go onto Google, and Twitter. I have a list on Twitter of thought leaders that I follow, so big names in digital marketing and SEO. And, you know, you can see the chatter like, oh my gosh, this happened to this guy. I wonder, you know, if Google has done another update. So you kind of hear that coming through the grapevine on Twitter, and then, you know, SEMrush or SpyFu or Moz or whatever might report on it. But you can kind of get an update before, I guess, the update is official on Twitter.
Right. Well, that's awesome. That's a good way to look at it. What would you say is kind of the best business advice you've ever received?
Stay curious. I have been very fortunate to work with some of the smartest people, I think, in the Tulsa area, one of which you recently interviewed, Mr. Ryan Daly. And I've had great mentors who just tell me, you know, keep learning, stay curious, read all that you can read, listen to all that you can listen to, get these great mentors, and just talk to people. Networking is a wonderful way to learn about the industry, learn about other industries in this business, and stay on top of things.
Absolutely. I think that's great. What would you say is some of the like recent, or not even recent, but books that you would recommend? So you said you, or even blogs that you read often.
Well, I am a voracious reader. I love reading. I'm reading Girl Boss. So it's kind of niche for females with that entrepreneurial spirit. And I think that in this industry, you have to really have that spirit about you. So Girl Boss is a great one. I'm also reading one called Assholes, a Theory. And it's kind of how to deal with people who might be less than nice, but how to deal with them effectively and with compassion. You know, we all have those people in our life that we might be able to learn how to appropriately handle them a little bit better. And then as far as blogs go, I am a daily reader of Search Engine Journal and Moz Blog. You know, first thing every Friday morning I wake up and I watch Rand Fishkin's Whiteboard Friday.
Right.
So staying on top of just the industry blogs and podcasts, there's a great, Search Engine Journal has a great podcast. I think it's called Marketing Nerds. They recently they recently renamed it. And of course, yours, right?
Right, whatever. Yeah, that's that was going to be another question. Is are there some podcasts that you listen to? So that's awesome. So pretty much every Friday you kind of do the blackboard, or I'm sorry, is it called whiteboard Fridays?
Whiteboard with Friday.
Rand?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. We kind of, part of our training system here is just, yeah, we've got specific whiteboard Fridays that we've picked out that we're like, hey, watch these.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, as part of the training. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Danielle. I know you've got a lot of things going right now, and I'm glad to be connected with you, and I look forward to having you on again sometime.
Yeah, that'd be great. That's fun, for sure. Yeah, of course.
Awesome. Anything else that I missed that you wanted to share?
Man, I can't think of anything. How about you?
Yes, I can think of something. You can connect with Danielle on Twitter, and it's at Danny, D-A-N-I, Oklahoma, correct?
Yeah, but so it was taken, so I had to use zeros for the Oklahoma. So
oh.
Yeah, it's a mess, but yeah, you can find me there pretty easily. And then also very active on LinkedIn, and that is Danny, Oklahoma, or Danielle Thompson, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thank you for being on.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.